Ik doe niet meer mee.
Ik doe niet meer mee.
Ik doe niet meer mee.
Ik doe niet meer mee, meaning I'm out. That's what a group of Dutch celebrities said about the corona measures. The young stars all publicly announced they were abandoning the efforts to combat COVID-19 by posting an Instagram video using the hashtag Ik doe niet meer mee. The celebrities want their freedom back and question the corona tests and use of masks. Virus Truth, a group that promotes the conspiracy theory that the virus is exaggerated, came up with this plan. The hashtag got a lot of attention, but most people were angry and negative. Holland is not the only country where frustration arose because of corona measures. In Berlin, it started with a peaceful demonstration of 38,000 people, but later hundreds of protesters tried to storm the Reichstag. Earlier, thousands gathered in London's Trafalgar Square to protest against issues including coronavirus and 5G. Similar protests took place in Paris, Vienna, and Zurich. Most people in Europe are willing to follow the corona measures, but some groups are done and start protesting. Psychologist Guido Smeding explains how groups' behavior can change so quickly.
Well, when you focus on something like this corona situation, we're looking at a crisis situation, and in every crisis situation, it is scientifically well known that people, they tend to be more social in the behavior, they tend to feel more connected and they have more feeling for the collective needs, and they adjust their behavior to the collective, and they're willing to do that, and they're really motivated to employ conduct that is more social, that's more helping and caring.
Yes.
But when time passes by, people get adjusted to the crisis level, they get more accustomed to it, then in the Western society, people start to have a conduct that is more associated to individualism. Being an individual is very high rated value. So then you see that the freedoms and the values that are related to this kind of freedom that is part of being an individual is having a conflict tension field with these values that relate to being a collective society. Then you see that a field of tension is emerging in society and it is polarizing. Then you get one group is more being good civilian, being more collective, having behavior that is more serving the collective, and there's some group in the middle, and there's on the other side, there's the group who want to support for themselves more personal freedoms that they feel restricted in, and they feel they're under pressure and they want to regain their personal freedoms and possibilities in moving through their lives, and so they're on a conflicting course.